What's up, y'all? This is Poverty Talk. Y'all already know y'all listening in with your girl, Lady Lou. This is a three-part segment that I'm doing this weekend. I wanted to focus on three different topics that all came together for me as I was writing. I'm going to get right into it. Today's topic is the black cop. And I wanted to talk about the black cop in the black communities and the type of influences and effects that they have on the people in the communities. Now, we know there's been a lot of police brutality between, you know, white policemen and black men, and this has been going on for centuries. This has been going on for years. This has happened with our own ancestors. You know, this is why we're here today and why I don't understand why we're still in this place today. I do understand the threat of the black man that, and when I say the threat, I don't mean the threat that was put upon us. I mean the threat as in the black man is the strongest man, you know, on earth, and that can be a threat. That can be a threat to anybody. That can be a threat to an animal if they are put in, you know, a wrong situation. If they were in, you know, the same room, the black man would still go head on with the animal to, you know, protect himself to the best of his abilities. So, with that being said, having the black cops in the communities not stand up against the police brutality against the black men, not, you know, step back and really acknowledge the injustice that's been going on and just living by the code of blue, to me is ignorance, because outside of your uniform, you're still a black man. You know, outside of your employment, you're still a black man. It's almost like if you're a police officer, yes, you are a human being and you are an individual, but you owe some type of will to that gang or that organization or that cult or whatever people may address them as or see them as, because lately they have not been the people to come into the neighborhood to protect and serve the neighborhood. They have been the opposite. They have been the enemy. And a lot of times the black man is also put out as the enemy against his own kind. And I think that's where the initial problem started, with the black man turning on the black man in any situation. It kind of broke down that trust. So if we can't even trust our own kind that's in blue, why should we be able to trust you? And we know for sure that you're not for us as a white police officer. So I think that if the black cop were to take on the initiative to really take a stand, something like what Kaepernick did for the NFL, really take that stand and go against the injustice of the black man in the black inner city communities and the black woman as well, it would be a different relationship with the black cop and the black man. It would be a different relationship with the black cop and the black community. So I hope you guys are following what I'm saying, because this is going to go into the next segment for tomorrow. When we are speaking on the black man and the responsibilities of them as well, we'll get to that tomorrow. So with the black cop, I really wanted to talk about the felons. What are they doing to fail the community? What do the community see on why the black cop has failed the community? What are they doing to help and inspire the community? We haven't really seen too much. We see some stories where, you know, they're helping families out, and, you know, and I don't like the way it's glorified and it's televised to kind of, you know, shut people up about the bigger issues that are taking place, you know. So they try to show you the good after all this weeks and days of showing you the bad, just to kind of clear everything up, to almost like to justify what's really going on in the communities. And can a black cop repair, you know, the broken relationships? Are they able? Are we already past the fact that we want to compromise and we want to come together and unify? Are we past that time? Is it too late for the black cop to stand up and, you know, repair that relationship in the communities with the people and the black man and things like that? So these are things that that I've been thinking about and writing about. Because I do feel like that the black cop does have an effect on, you know, the way his people respond to him when he's on his job, when he's doing his job. like I said, there has been a lack of communication. There has been a lack of trust. So all these things that we're seeing is the outcome of that broken relationship between the black man and the black cop. And it's just not about the white officers and the white police, because they are not for us. We have seen that already. We know that already. This is something that we know. But when we look at our own kind and see that they are not for us as well, it's really hard, you know, to swallow that pill, to know that your people want to see you behind bars or want to see you in the grave as well. You know, so y'all know me. I keep it short, get to the point. Make sure y'all comment and leave me a message. Let me know what your perspectives are. And if you agree to, you know, to disagree, or you just disagree, you know, let me know. Follow me on Instagram at LadyLou_215. Y'all already know this is Poverty Talk Podcast. Peace.